Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Beijing and London. Coming up on the programme, tariffs for tariffs. Brazil's President Lula says his country will impose reciprocal 50% tariffs on the US if Donald Trump goes ahead with 50% tariffs on Brazil on August the 1st. But how will all this affect trade between the two, which is already in America's favour? Also today, Kellogg's gets taken over by Ferrero. Do cereal and chocolate mix? And what does it tell us about US breakfast choices? Plus, how are US trade policies going to affect Southeast Asia? Is cash still something to hang on to? And why is Heathrow Airport playing the sounds of an airport back to its customers? That's Business Matters after the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's had very constructive and positive conversations with President Trump about the resumption of military aid to Kyiv. This includes the purchase of Patriot missile systems, which Ukraine urgently needs to protect itself from intensifying Russian attacks. Danny Eberhard reports.
Ukraine has long wanted more Patriot air defence systems. They're essential for combating some of Russia's most dangerous missiles, fired during combination strikes with huge numbers of drones. The US has shown greater willingness to engage amid President Trump's stated disappointment with Russia over the lack of progress towards a ceasefire. But his stance can change in a moment. For Kyiv, talks about key US weapons supplies are good. Actually getting them is better.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's ready to negotiate a permanent end to the war in Gaza once a 60-day ceasefire is agreed. But he said the minimum conditions would include the disarmament of Hamas. Tom Bateman in Washington says Hamas may not be keen to agree to that.
They want to avoid a repeat of what happened during the last ceasefire when hostages were released, Palestinian prisoners released, but then Israel returned to the war in Gaza, returned to its military offensive. And it seems we're at a stalemate on that particular point. And Mr. Netanyahu has added that if they did the 60 days and Hamas didn't disarm, that he would return to war. So that threat of force remains there. And he leaves Washington tonight at the end of 4 days, during which the American president had hoped to be able to announce a breakthrough in these talks. That's what he said last week. He said he thought they'd get an agreement. Clearly, it hasn't happened.
The UN says it's delivered the first fuel consignment to Gaza in 4 months, but warns it falls short of even a single day's demand. The Office of Humanitarian Affairs said the 75,000 litres it managed to bring in from Israel were far below the hundreds of thousands of litres needed daily to meet Gaza's humanitarian needs. The deputy prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has told the United Nations Security Council there are reasonable grounds to believe war crimes are being committed in Sudan's Darfur region. Nazat Shamim Khan said it was hard to find appropriate words to describe the depth of suffering there. Here's Julian Bedford.
ICC prosecutors have been interviewing survivors across the border in Chad. Ms. Khan said they detailed how rape and sexual violence were being weaponized in Darfur and how people were being deprived of food and water. And the deputy prosecutor warned that the situation could yet get worse. Famine was escalating as aid convoys were apparently being targeted. And health officials say that the current rainy season could worsen an epidemic of cholera by contaminating already scarce water sources.
Julian Bedford reporting. BBC News. Two of Brazil's biggest companies say they're studying the implications of President Trump's latest threatened sanctions. Though the 50% tariffs have been dismissed by some analysts as noise, both the oil giant Petrobras and the plane manufacturer Embraer face possibly significant hurdles to one of their biggest markets. Shares in Embraer fell significantly but recovered towards the end of the day. The Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil is seeking $20 million from the Trump administration over what he says was his false imprisonment and malicious prosecution. Mr. Khalil, a student at Columbia University and a legal US resident, was arrested in March, accused of undermining US support for Israel by his support for Gazans. He was released last month after his lawyers successfully argued he'd been unconstitutionally targeted for political reasons. The Trump administration dismissed his claim as absurd. The US Secret Service has suspended six agents over the assassination attempt against Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania campaign rally last July. Penalties range from 10 to 42 days of unpaid leave. In a Fox News interview conducted by his daughter-in-law, Lara, Mr. Trump said mistakes had been made, but he commended the response.
Our sniper, within less than 5 seconds, was able to get him from a long distance with one shot. If he didn't do that, you would have had an even worse situation. It was really bad. But he really did a fantastic job. His name is David, and he did a fantastic job.
The sales, which have traditionally graced the roof of the celebrated Paris cabaret, the Moulin Rouge, are turning once again, 14 months after they unexpectedly collapsed. Hundreds of people turned out to watch the inauguration of new replacement aluminium blades. Dancers from the Moulin Rouge performed the club's famous can-can in the street outside, and fireworks soared up into the sky. That's the latest BBC News.